Wonderful. Glad Yule.
Yule. Merry Christmas.
Sorry, that's my Copenhagen accent coming through there.
Jeg beklager, det er min københavnsk accent.
Maybe not.
Måske ikke helt.
Wow, what a joy it is to be in Aalborg.
Hvilken glæde det er at være i Aalborg.
The vibrant metropolis of the north, come on.
I hovedstaden her i Norden.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Tak for muligheden for at være her i dag.
And I just want to honor your great team here, your pastor Jos and
jeg vil bare gerne ære jeres fantastiske team her, Johannes, ledende præst.
Silas and Tobias.
Silas og mig.
And also your creative team. Let's give them another hand.
Også det kreative team.
What a great concept that I will love to steal, like an Australian would.
Altså det er et fantastisk koncept at være med på, og det vil jeg ære, ligesom en australier vil.
And take it back to Copenhagen.
Så stjæler jeg det og tager det med til København.
So yeah, but I bring greetings from the capital.
Jeg bringer hilsner fra hovedstaden.
From Bishop Viftrup.
Fra biskop Viftrup.
I'm making fun of him there.
Jeg er bare sjov med ham. Det betyder.
Greetings from your brothers and sisters in Copenhagen.
Der er hilsner fra jeres brødre og søstre i København.
Greetings from my beautiful family.
Og så er der hilsner fra min smukke familie.
I think we have a family up there.
Min familie er deroppe.
A photo of my family.
Der er et foto af min familie.
Is my beautiful Danish wife.
Min smukke danske kone.
My Viking princess.
Min vikingeprinsesse.
And my two characters of sons.
Og mine to karakterer er nogle sønner.
They are absolutely wild and cheeky and all the wonderful things.
De er vilde og fantastiske.
And the favor of God is just not fair.
Og Guds favør er bare ikke fair.
It is not fair a man like me should have such a beautiful wife like that and a wonderful family.
Og det er jo ikke fair at en mand som mig skal have sådan en smuk kone og sådan en dejlig familie.
But God's grace is good. Amen.
Men Guds nåde er stor.
Let's get into our scripture text for today.
Vi har en tekst i dag som vi skal kigge på.
From 1 Peter chapter 4.
Fra 1. Peters brev kapitel 4.
Verses 7 to 10.
Vers 7 til 10.
Yeah, this is what it says.
Og det er det her der siger.
The end of the world is coming soon.
Men alle tings ende er nær.
That's it.
Det var det.
The end is coming.
Enden er nær.
Vi ses.
Vi ses.
Therefore be earnest.
Vær derfor besindig.
I love the word earnest.
Jeg elsker ordet besindig, overvågen.
It means intense conviction.
Det betyder at man har en fast overbevisning.
And be disciplined in your prayers.
Og være overvågen så I kan bede.
Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other.
Først og fremmest skal I holde fast ved den indbyrdes kærlighed.
For love covers a multitude of sins.
For kærlighed skjuler mange synder.
Cheerfully share your home with those in need.
Vær gæstfri mod hinanden uden tværhed.
The who need a meal or a place to stay.
Altså dem som har brug for et sted at være.
For God has given each of you a gift.
Som gode forvalter Guds mangfoldige nåde.
From his great variety of spiritual gifts.
Skal enhver tjene de andre med den nådegave han har fået.
Use them well to serve one another.
I skal bruge dem vel de nådegaver jeg har fået til at tjene hinanden.
Let's pray.
Skal vi bede sammen.
God, I thank you for today.
Gud, jeg takker dig for i dag.
God, these next few moments we have together.
At de her øjeblikke vi skal have sammen.
I ask that you would speak deep into our hearts.
Jeg beder om at du må tale til vores hjerter.
About what's going on.
Omkring hvad der sker.
What is our perspective of this time?
Hvad er vores perspektiv i den her tid?
Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come and move.
Helligånd, jeg beder om du må komme og du må bevæge dig.
Bring personal revelation to people.
Du må røre os, du må bringe åbenbaring til os.
Touch lives and touch hearts.
Rør liv, rør hjerter.
That you may be glorified here.
At du må få ære på det her sted.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
So I have a bit of a surprise for you.
Så jeg har en lille overraskelse til jer.
You all thought I was coming to talk about Christmas.
I troede alle sammen, jeg kom for at tale om julen.
But really, I've just come to talk about the end of the world.
Men faktisk er jeg bare kommet for at tale om verdens undergang.
And how the coronavirus was sent by the Antichrist.
Og hvordan er coronavirus var sendt af Antikrist.
And the vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Og vaccinen det er dyrets mærke.
Okay, I'm kidding. I'm
okay,
not.
Det er bare for sjov. Det er ikke det jeg skal tale om i dag.
Just relax.
Slap af. Rolig.
Whew, man, that could be intense.
Det kunne være en intens prædiken, hva'?
But instead I'm going to talk today or the title of my message is.
Men i stedet for så er titlen på mit budskab.
How can Christmas lose its spirit?
Hvordan kan julen miste sin ånd?
And we obviously get the impression by the story of our poor friend.
Og vi får det indtryk af, fra den historie omkring vores stakkels ven.
Our dear friend in the story.
Vores kære ven i den her historie, vi lige har hørt.
That he really has fallen out of love with Christmas.
At han virkelig sådan er faldet ud af den kærlighed, han havde til julen. Han er ikke længere forelsket i julen.
The spirit of Christmas is not alive in him anymore.
Den der juleånd lever ikke længere i ham.
And for whatever reason.
Og for hvad en grund det nu er.
It might be a build-up of things.
Det kan være mange ting.
But in this text that I've just shared.
Men i den her tekst, som jeg lige har delt.
It might seem like a little bit of an unusual one.
Så kan det måske virke som lidt en usædvanlig en.
But when Peter was writing this text.
Men da Peter han skrev det her, den her tekst.
He was writing it as an encouragement to believers in Asia Minor.
Så skrev han det som en opmuntring til folk i Lille Asien, altså Tyrkiet.
In northern Turkey.
I det nordlige Tyrkiet.
Facing all kinds of difficulties.
Som havde alle mulige udfordringer.
The main difficulty was they were living in conflict with the culture they were based in.
Og den største udfordring de havde, det var at de levede i konflikt med den kultur, som de levede i.
That's something we could probably identify with.
Det er måske noget, som vi kan identificere os med i den her tid.
But basically what he is saying to them.
Men det han siger til dem der.
Is hey people, let's wake up.
At folk, vågn nu op, vær nu overvågne.
Let's take matters seriously in our life.
Lad os nu tage tingene alvorligt i vores liv.
But let's actually take each other seriously.
Lad os også tage hinanden alvorligt.
And our poor friend in this story has found himself.
Og vores stakkels ven i den her historie, han har fundet sig selv i en situation.
Trapped in a death spiral of familiarity.
Hvor han er fanget sådan en dødsspiral af det bekendte.
When we get caught in familiarity.
Når vi bliver fanget sådan en bekendthed, eller det er noget, det bliver vant for os.
It's often because we've lost perspective of what's actually happening around us.
Så det er tit fordi vi har mistet perspektivet i forhold til hvad det er der faktisk sker omkring os.
We personalize it so much.
Vi gør det så personligt.
That we don't have room and desire for anything or anyone else.
At vi gør sådan, når det bliver bekendt, så får vi ikke plads til andre ting.
And I'm a little bit ashamed to admit today.
Og jeg skammer mig lidt over at indrømme i dag.
That I can identify with this lovely gentleman a lot.
At jeg faktisk identificerer mig ret meget med den her mand, vi hørte om i historien.
I'm ashamed to admit it.
Jeg skammer mig over at indrømme det.
That up until recently.
At indtil for nylig.
The last many, many years.
Så de sidste mange, mange år.
I fell out of love with Christmas.
Så har jeg ikke været forelsket i julen.
Now that's a problem.
Det er et problem.
Because for 10 years I've been a pastor. That's a problem.
Fordi jeg har været præst i 10 år, derfor det er et problem.
I'm kind of paid to be excited about this kind of stuff.
Jeg bliver betalt for at være begejstret over den her slags ting.
That's an issue.
Det er et problem.
Somebody should have fired me.
Nogen burde have fyret mig.
Because Christmas is the celebration of the coming of our Savior.
Fordi julen der fejrer vi at vores frelser kommer.
It is the beginning of the good news to the world.
Det er begyndelsen på de gode nyheder til verden.
You're an idiot, Joel.
Du er en idiot, Joel.
How could you fall out of love with that?
Hvordan kan du ikke være fuldstændig fantastisk begejstret for julen?
But maybe you'll have a little bit of grace for me today.
Men måske kan I have lidt noget med mig i dag.
I don't know. Maybe the worship team might have a bit
måske
of grace
kan,
for me.
Kan lovsangerne i hvert fald have noget med mig i dag?
I can pinpoint the problem.
For jeg kan godt pege på problemet.
Before I was a pastor, I was a musician.
Før jeg var præst, så var jeg musiker.
Well, actually, I was a drummer. That's a little different, but...
Eller jeg spillede trommer. Det er lidt anderledes, men...
Sits in a superior category, just over here.
Det er sådan lidt en overlegen kategori, man har der.
I was quite an obsessive one.
Og jeg var sådan virkelig en optaget af det med at tromme.
I was consumed by it. I did it professionally.
Jeg var opslugt af det. Jeg var professionel og så videre.
But I found myself attending a church that was obsessed with Christmas.
Men jeg var i en kirke, der virkelig var besat af julen.
We would do plenty of things throughout the course of the year.
Vi gjorde mange ting sådan i løbet af året.
But as soon as we got into December,
så snart vi ramte december,
it's like they hit the overdrive button and the church exploded.
Overdrive, og kirken eksploderede fuldstændig.
Christmas events everywhere.
Juleevents over det hele.
They would pack the schedule.
Og de ville bare pakke kalenderen.
And as a member of the worship team.
Og som en del af lovsangsteamet.
I just remember being on event after event after event.
Så husker jeg bare spille på event efter event efter event efter event.
I feel like for a 2-week period there was almost an event on every night.
Og i sådan en 2-ugers periode der var nærmest event hver eneste aften.
And that was exciting the first year.
Og det var fedt det første år.
Almost exciting the second year.
Næsten fedt det andet år.
But the third and the fourth and the fifth year.
Den tredje, fjerde, femte.
I started to hate it.
Så begyndte jeg at hade det.
Because like our friend in the story
fordi,
said.
For ligesom vores ven i historien sagde.
It was literally the same songs on repeat.
Så er det bogstaveligt talt de samme sange der blev gentaget igen og igen.
I would hear Michael Bublé come on the radio while I was driving my car.
Michael Bublé når jeg sad i radioen og sad i bilen.
I'd start to manifest and hit the stereo.
Og jeg begyndte at manifestere og ramme hammerløs på radioen.
Somebody make it stop.
Få det til at stoppe.
Go away, Michael.
Gå væk, Michael.
I have these nightmares of as a Christmas mission.
Altså jeg havde de her mareridt omkring den her julemission.
We would go to the skate park next to the church.
Vi havde sådan en julemission hvor vi gik hen til en skate park ved siden af kirken.
And set up two speakers like this.
Hvor vi så satte to højttalere op ligesom dem her.
And everybody was really excited.
Og alle var mega begejstrede.
We would play Christmas songs at the skate park.
Og vi spillede julesang der i skateboardparken.
But everybody thought it was lame and nobody came.
Men alle synes det var åndssvagt, ingen gad komme.
And to make it worse, they made me play an electronic drum kit.
Og for at gøre det endnu værre, så skulle jeg spille et elektronisk trommesæt.
Nobody can respect that.
Det er der ingen, der kan respektere.
I was in until I saw the drum kit.
Altså, jeg var med på den, indtil jeg så trommesættet.
And year after year, we just did the same thing.
Og år efter år gjorde vi det samme.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Sing it to
der,
me.
No, no, yeah. No.
You know, we would sing songs like I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Vi sang de her fantastiske sange som Joel synger.
But I was living a lie.
Jeg levede en løgn.
I was supporting a lie.
Jeg støttede en løgn.
It's summer at Christmas in Australia.
Det er sommer, når det er jul i Australien.
There's no snow, there's no reindeer.
Der er ingen sne, der er ingen rensdyr.
I'm still dreaming of a white Christmas.
Jeg drømmer stadigvæk om en hvid jul.
I prayed for snow and got sunburn instead.
Jeg bad mig for sne, og jeg blev solbrændt.
I thought moving to Denmark, I would get a white Christmas.
Jeg troede, jeg havde fået en hvid jul ved at flytte til Danmark.
Get your act together, please.
Please, tag jer sammen.
I'm still dreaming.
Jeg drømmer stadig om en hvid jul.
I probably don't get much sympathy, actually.
Jeg får nok egentlig ikke så meget sympati.
Some of you are sitting here this morning.
Nogle af jer sidder her til morgen.
Singing, I'm dreaming of a warm, sunny Christmas.
Og synger om, at I drømmer om en varm jul.
Put your hand up if that's you.
Hvis du drømmer om en varm jul med solskin, så kan du lige række hånden op.
There's plenty of that. I think it's 40 degrees in Brisbane today.
Jeg tror, der er 40 grader i Brisbane i dag. Der er masser af det dernede.
You just can't do that anymore.
Sådan er det bare ikke mere.
I fell out of love with Christmas because I began to see it as a task.
Jeg begyndte at falde ud af den her kærlighed jeg havde til julen, fordi jeg begyndte at se det som en opgave.
I don't think the way we executed our plans on Christmas was good either.
Jeg synes heller ikke den måde vi gennemførte vores juleprogram var godt heller.
But every year it came around I was like, okay.
Men hvert år hvor det kom, så var jeg sådan okay.
Let's just get through this.
Lad os bare få det overstået.
Let's do our thing.
Lad os gøre vores ting.
I hope for good presents.
Jeg håber på at få gode gaver.
And that was it.
Og det var det.
But Christmas deserves.
Men julen fortjener.
A lot more than that. Amen.
Meget mere end det. Amen.
Christmas deserves a lot more than just sitting on a list.
Julen fortjener meget mere end at bare være på en liste.
To be something that we get through when we move on.
Og være noget vi får overstået og kommer videre fra.
Christmas holds a very important message.
Julen har et meget vigtigt budskab.
That the kingdom of heaven is here.
At himlens rige er her.
That salvation has come to mankind.
Er kommet til mennesker.
It deserves more than just sitting on a list of events.
Det fortjener mere end at bare være en nogle events på en liste.
Today I want to talk about three ways how Christmas can lose its spirit.
I dag vil jeg gerne tale omkring tre måder hvordan julen kan miste sin ånd.
The first way we can get there.
Den første måde vi kan komme derhen.
Is that we take it for granted.
At vi tager den for givet.
We take Christmas for granted.
Vi tager julen for givet.
As I said in that key text I read.
Som jeg sagde i teksten fra 1. Peter 3.
Said about that we don't have forever here on earth.
At vi har ikke evigt på jorden inden var nær.
I know Christmas comes around every year.
Jeg ved godt at julen kommer hver eneste år.
And it's a little bit the same every year.
Og det er sådan lidt det samme hver eneste år.
But we don't have forever.
Men vi har faktisk ikke for evigt.
It may feel like it goes on forever.
Det kan godt føles som om det bare fortsætter i evighed.
I can only eat so many pebernødder.
Jeg kan kun spise så mange pebernødder.
Well, that's true. I still love them. But anyway.
Jeg elsker dem stadigvæk, men anyway.
But we don't have, we actually don't have forever.
Vi har faktisk ikke evigt.
So we need to make it count.
Så vi bliver nødt til at få det til at betyde noget, når vi har det.
But like what Peter is saying,
men ligesom hvad Peter han siger,
not really only for our sake, ikke for our personal sake,
ikke bare for vores egen skyld, men vores personlige skyld,
but for other people's sake,
men for andres skyld.
Christmas or the message of Christ,
eller julen, altså budskabet om Kristus,
is not just about what God wants to do in your life,
ikke bare om hvad Gud han ønsker at gøre i dit liv.
It's about what he wants to do through your life.
Det handler også om hvad han ønsker at gøre igennem dit liv.
We can't take that for granted.
Og det kan vi ikke tage for givet.
We need to take that seriously.
Det bliver nødt til at tage alvorligt.
Psalm 103 verses 2 says.
Salme 103 vers 2 siger.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Pris Herren min sjæl.
And forget not all his benefits.
Og glem ikke alt det gode som Gud har gjort.
We can get so casual about everything that God has done.
Vi kan blive så hverdagsagtige omkring alle de ting som Gud han gør.
That's what's so cool about this Advent time.
Og det er det der er så fantastisk med den her adventstid.
It's celebrating that Jesus came.
Vi fejrer at Jesus kom.
And when he came, he accomplished so much.
Og da han kom, så udrettede han så meget.
He did a lot for us.
Han gjorde en masse for os.
But also,
men også,
he's coming again.
Han kommer tilbage.
And we can't take that.
Og det
for granted.
Kan vi ikke tage for givet.
How do we take such a gift for granted when God has been so good to us?
Hvordan kan vi tage sådan en gave for givet, når Gud han har været så god mod os?
I get it.
Jeg forstår det godt.
I get it. Some of the best gifts are hard to recognize in our life.
Altså nogle af de bedste gaver, de kan godt være svære at anerkende i vores liv.
Some gifts come in very strangely wrapped packages.
Nogle gaver, de kommer i nogle meget underlige indpakninger.
Just ask my wife.
Bare spørg min kone.
I'm not talking about how bad my gift wrapping skills are.
Jeg snakker ikke om hvor dårlig jeg er til at pakke gaver ind.
Obviously, I am the greatest gift in her life.
Men rent faktisk er jeg den bedste gave i hendes liv.
I can't say that line seriously.
But jeg kan næsten ikke sige det alvorligt.
But I must admit, I came in a very strangely wrapped package.
Men jeg kom i en meget, meget underlig indpakning.
I wasn't exactly Brad Pitt when I walked into her life.
Jeg var ikke ligefrem Brad Pitt, da jeg gik ind i hendes liv.
I was wrapped a bit weird, but I'm still a gift.
Det var lidt en underlig indpakning, men jeg var stadigvæk en gave.
I have this discipleship issue in my own house.
Og jeg har den her udfordring med discipleskab i mit eget hus.
With one of my sons.
Med en af mine sønner.
We have this deal. We have this aftale.
Vi har den her deal, den her aftale.
Where, because I have traveled a lot doing ministry.
Jeg har rejst en del med i min tjeneste.
And when I go travel somewhere, I promise I'll bring him home a gift.
Og når jeg er ude at rejse, så lover jeg ham altid, at jeg bringer tager en gave med hjem.
And to be honest, sometimes that's as I'm running through an airport and I'll grab like something off the shelf of a gift shop.
Og nogle gange så er det bogstaveligt talt, når jeg løber igennem lufthavnen, jeg bare snupper et eller andet fra i lufthavnen.
And I'll bring it home.
Og jeg tager det hjem, den her gave.
And I'd be like, "Hey Matthias, I got you a gift."
Og her Matthias, jeg har en gave til dig.
And he'd be like, "No, you didn't."
Og jeg sagde, "Nej, det gjorde du ikke."
I did. It's a
jo.
Gift.
Jo, jeg har en gave til dig.
But it's not wrapped.
Den er ikke pakket ind.
It doesn't count.
Det tæller ikke.
So every time before I hop on a plane,
så hver gang når jeg hopper på et fly,
to come home, my wife will text me.
Så skriver min kone til mig.
You better make sure it's wrapped.
Du har bare sørg for at den gave pakket ind.
Or it's not a gift.
Eller så er det ikke en gave.
That's how we can be sometimes.
Det er sådan vi kan være nogle gange.
Some there can be some incredible things happening in our life.
Der kan være nogle fantastiske ting der sker i vores liv.
But because it's not wrapped the way we want it, we don't think it's a gift.
Men fordi det ikke er pakket ind på den måde som vi ønsker det, så tror vi ikke det er en gave.
And it's not until something bad happens in our life we realize.
Og det er ikke før der sker noget slemt i vores liv at vi indser.
Wait a minute, I've been blessed all along.
Vent, jeg har faktisk været velsignet hele tiden.
In 1974.
I 1974, ja.
I mean, I wasn't alive then.
Jeg var ikke i live dengang.
Some of you have a feeling you may have been.
Der er måske nogle af jer, jeg er helt sikker på, I har været i live dengang.
That's good. Det er godt at høre.
Det er godt at høre.
In the city of Darwin, Australia.
I Darwin, en by i Australien.
Roughly about 10 o'clock on Christmas Eve, in the evening.
Cirka klokken 10. Om aftenen, juleaften.
There was a storm off the coast of Darwin.
Der var der en storm, en orkan uden for kysten ved Darwin.
But there had been some cyclones that had formed off the coast earlier.
Men der havde været sådan nogle cykloner uden for kysten tidligere.
But they kind of worked their way off the coast and never really came
Men de kom aldrig ind til landet. De kom ud.
So when the storm warning came,
så da der kom stormvarsel,
they didn't really take it seriously.
Så tog de det ikke rigtig alvorligt.
Oh, it's just a storm. It's
ja, ja, det er bare en storm. Det går over igen. Ingen problem.
And look, if it's a cyclone, it'll probably go around the way it always does.
Og hvis det sådan rigtigt bliver sådan en rigtig cyklon, så kommer den sikkert udenom alligevel.
As you can see on the photo,
men som I kan se på billedet,
as they were tracking it,
som de sporede den,
it took a turn just before it hit the coastline.
Så begyndte den lige at dreje af, inden den ramte kysten.
So at 3 a.m. on Christmas morning,
så klokken 3 julemorgen,
the most powerful cyclone storm cell in human history or record,
så ramte den mest kraftfulde cyklon i menneskets historie,
hit the coast of Darwin.
Den ramte Darwins kyst.
With the force of 240 kilometer an hour winds.
Med 240 kilometer i timen vindstyrke.
And absolutely decimated the city.
Og ødelagde alt i byen.
If you can see some of the photos.
Der kan se nogle af billederne.
70-80% of the houses and buildings were completely destroyed.
70-80% af alle bygninger i den by blev fuldstændig ødelagt.
60% of the population left and never came back.
60% af befolkningen smuttede og kom aldrig tilbage.
71 people died.
71 personer døde.
Because they took it for granted.
Fordi de tog det for givet.
All of the media had gone home and started to prepare for Christmas.
Folk fra medierne, de var taget hjem og begyndte at forberede sig til jul.
The emergency departments were on holidays.
Nødberedskabet holdt ferie.
It was a complete disaster.
Det var en katastrofe.
That's just another storm.
Det er bare en storm.
It's okay.
Det er okay.
Everything will just always be the way it always is.
Alt kommer bare til at være som det altid har været.
And then sometimes tragedy can happen.
Og så nogle gange så rammer tragedien.
For a lot of people, that event is probably the greatest tragedy that could ever happen in their life.
For mange mennesker så er det sikkert den største tragedie, der kan ske i deres liv.
But for some others,
men for nogle andre,
it was a bit of a gift.
Så var det en gave.
Because they will never take those moments for granted ever again.
Fordi de vil aldrig nogensinde tage sådan øjeblikke for givet igen.
Christmas was different every year.
Julen var anderledes hvert år.
As long as I have my family with me.
Så længe jeg har min familie med
it's,
mig.
It's a blessing.
Så det er en velsignelse.
As long as we have each other and the opportunity to have Christmas, it's a blessing.
Så længe vi har hinanden og muligheden for at have julen, så er det en velsignelse.
We can get so comfortable with everything we have.
Vi kan blive så vant med alt det vi har.
That we miss out on the blessing that Christmas actually is.
At vi overser og går glip af den velsignelse, som julen er.
You know, it's hard to take Christmas for granted when we're grateful people.
Det er svært at tage julen for givet, når vi er taknemmelige mennesker.
When we're grateful for Jesus.
Når vi er taknemmelige for Jesus.
For those around us.
For dem omkring os.
And even grateful for the opportunity to help others around us in need.
Og taknemmelige for muligheden for at hjælpe andre mennesker omkring os.
What are you grateful for this Christmas?
Hvad er du taknemmelig for den her jul?
What is it that God has blessed you with?
Hvad er det, Gud har velsignet dig med?
That you might be taking for granted.
Som du måske tager for givet.
The second reason why Christmas can lose its spirit.
Den anden grund til at julen kan miste sin ånd.
Is because we have painful memories.
Er fordi vi har smertefulde minder.
Painful memories has a way of taking the joy out of a season in our life.
Smertefulde minder, de kan tage glæden ud af en sæson i vores liv.
That's why Peter says we need to continue to show deep love for each other.
Det er derfor Peter han siger vi bliver nødt til at fortsætte med at vise kærlighed til hinanden.
And to use them to serve one another well.
At bruge vores gaver til at tjene hinanden vel.
In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
I første Mosebog kapitel 50 vers 20.
Joseph was saying, as for you, what you intended against me for evil.
At hvad angår dig, hvad du mente som ondt imod mig.
God intended for good.
Det har Gud ment for godt.
In order to accomplish a day like this,
for at udrette en dag som denne,
to preserve the lives of many people,
for at bevare mange menneskers liv.
One theory I have about our friend in the story,
at en teori jeg havde om vores ven i historien,
about why his Christmas has become trivial,
omkring hvorfor hans jul var blevet trivial,
is because maybe he feels like he doesn't have anything to live for anymore.
Eller måske føler han at han ikke længere har noget at leve for.
Maybe he resents the idea of turning 60.
Måske har han det svært med at skulle blive 60.
You know what?
Ved I hvad?
My best days are actually behind me.
Mine bedste dage, de er bag mig.
What am I good for anymore anyway?
Hvad kan jeg bruges til nu?
Maybe that idea is painful for him.
Måske den idé smertefuld for ham.
As every year goes by.
At som hvert år går.
Maybe some of the regrets he has in his life.
Så måske de ting han fortryder i sit liv.
Weigh more and more on his conscience.
Vejer tungere og tungere på samvittigheden.
Maybe I should have made this decision.
Måske skulle jeg have truffet den her.
Maybe I should have taken this direction with my life.
Jeg skulle have taget den her retning i mit liv.
Maybe I didn't seize the moment when I could have done something great.
Måske greb jeg ikke øjeblikket, da jeg kunne have gjort noget stort.
Sometimes a comfortable life.
Nogle gange så et behageligt liv.
Is the biggest slap in the face.
Er den største lussing.
For someone who wanted to live a great life.
For nogen som ønskede at leve et stort liv.
A fruitful life.
Et frugtbart liv.
Maybe every day the security and the comfort that you live in.
Måske hver dag så den sikkerhed og den tryghed som du lever i.
Is a reminder of maybe what you could have done otherwise.
Minder dig om hvad du kunne glip af, hvad du kunne have gjort anderledes.
The impact you could have had on other people's
lives. Den indflydelse du kunne have på andre menneskers liv.
That in itself.
Det i sig selv.
Can be a painful reminder.
Kan være smertefuldt. At mindes.
Pain is inevitable in life.
Smerte er uundgåeligt i livet.
It's not a matter of if it comes.
Det er jo ikke et spørgsmål om hvis det kommer.
But when it comes.
Men hvornår det kommer.
And it has peculiar ways of working itself into our lives, our minds and our hearts.
Og det har en speciel måde at arbejde sig ind i vores liv og vores hjerte og vores sind.
But life is never about navigating pain.
Men livet handler ikke om at navigere smerte.
It's about responding and turning life around on pain.
Men det handler om at respondere og vende livet mod smerten.
Pain can often be.
Smerte kan ofte være.
Our greatest turning point.
Vores største omvendelsespunkt.
To live for the sake of other people.
Til at leve for andre menneskers skyld.
In 2013. Helena was in the process of moving from Denmark to Australia.
Der var Helene i gang med at flytte fra Danmark til Australien.
We're excited because we're about to get engaged.
Vi er begejstrede for at vi skulle til at blive forlovet.
I had just stepped up into a crazy new role in youth ministry in our state.
Jeg har fået en ny vild rolle i kirken i min gamle kirke.
I was planning to go and visit my family down the Gold Coast.
Og jeg planlagde at skulle besøge min familie nede ved Guldkysten.
A few days before Christmas.
Par dage før jul.
And I got the phone call.
Og jeg fik telefonopkaldet.
Your mom has just been rushed to the hospital.
Din mor er lige røget på hospitalet.
She has a severe brain tumor.
Hun har en alvorlig hjernesvulst.
It's growing a centimeter in every direction every 24 hours.
Den vokser en centimeter hver retning hver 24 timer.
And I have to operate now.
Og vi skal operere nu.
And it shook me.
Og det rystede mig.
Because it didn't compute in my world.
Fordi det passede ikke ind i min verden.
I was getting ready for Christmas.
Jeg var kommet klar til jul.
I was getting ready for the arrival of the love of my life.
Jeg var klar til at mit livs kærlighed ankom.
And then all of a sudden a situation happens in my family.
Og så lige pludselig opstår der sådan en situation i min familie.
Just in time my mother is rushed into the surgery.
Min mor hun kommer til operation lige i tide.
They operate and get the tumor out.
De opererer, de får svulsten ud.
But her life is totally changed forever.
Men hendes liv det er forandret for altid.
And some months later, she actually passes away.
Og nogle måneder senere så dør hun.
For me, that was a moment.
For mig der var det et øjeblik.
Was that going to change my definition of Christmas forever?
Skulle det ændre min definition af julen for evigt?
Was I always going to associate Christmas with pain in my life?
Vil jeg altid forbinde julen med smerte i mit liv?
Or will I trust God?
Eller vil jeg stole på Gud?
That he can not just turn it around for me.
Og stole på, at han ikke bare kan vende det for mig.
But for me to have love and compassion for other people.
Men vende sådan, at jeg kan have kærlighed og omsorg for andre mennesker.
I'd never had a challenge like that in my life before.
Jeg havde aldrig haft en udfordring som det i mit liv før.
I had a comfortable life.
Jeg havde et behageligt liv.
An awesome family.
En fantastisk familie.
Everything was going well for me.
Alt gik godt for mig.
That's the first major tragedy in our family ever.
Det var den første store familietragedie vi havde.
But God could turn it around.
Men Gud han kunne vende det.
I live with a conviction.
Jeg lever med en overbevisning.
That my pain.
At min smerte.
Can bring me to compassion and want to act on other people's behalf.
Kan bringe mig til at have omsorg for andre mennesker og handle på deres vegne.
To have faith for them too.
Til at have tro for dem også.
In the midst of tragedy.
Midt i tragedien.
A couple of years ago, when I started at Lyngby.
For et par år siden, da jeg startede som præst i Lyngby.
We wanted to do a Christmas event.
Der ønskede vi at lave et juleevent.
And we saw on the den grønne område avis. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Næsten.
Ja, yeah, sure.
The local newspaper.
Vi så en lokale avis.
This young man was advertising, does anybody need a chef for Christmas this year.
Der var en ung mand, der havde lavet en annonce, hvor han skrev, at der er nogen, der har brug for en kok det her.
And we were like, yes, that's us.
Så ja, det er os.
We want to do an event for the city.
Vi vil gerne lave et event for byen.
So we called him and he came.
Så vi ringede til ham, og han kom.
And he cooked the most phenomenal flæskesteg sandwich you've ever had in your life.
Han konkurrerede den mest fantastiske flæskesteg sandwich du nogensinde har fået.
I felt like giving my life to Jesus for a second time.
Jeg havde lyst til at give mit liv til Jesus for en anden gang, så god var den sandwich.
And I remember asking him, "Hey, so what motivates you to do that?"
Og jeg husker, at jeg spurgte ham, "Hey, hvad motiverer dig til at gøre det der?"
To just volunteer your time for anyone, for a church or for other people.
Til at bare være frivillig for en kirke eller for andre mennesker.
And he said, "Well, Christmas is very painful for me."
Han sagde, julen er meget smertefuld for mig.
I come from a very dysfunctional family.
Jeg kommer fra en dysfunktionel familie.
Christmas was always a difficult time.
Julen var altid en svær tid.
And last year, just before Christmas.
Og sidste år lige før julen.
I was 23 years old and I had a major heart attack.
Der var jeg 23 år gammel og havde et stort hjerteanfald.
Which is it's taken me a long time to recover from.
Og det har taget mig lang tid at komme over det.
So I thought the only option for me.
Så jeg tænkte, at den eneste mulighed for mig
was to fight back against those bad memories.
Det var at kæmpe imod de dårlige minder.
To live for something bigger than myself.
At leve for noget, der var større end mig selv.
To see if I can turn other people's bad experiences around and bless them.
For at se, om jeg kan vende andre folks dårlige oplevelser og velsigne dem.
And I thought to myself.
Og jeg tænkte,
wow.
Wow.
The kingdom of God is near in your life.
Guds rige er nær i dit liv.
Painful memories don't have to steal our perspective on what Christmas is all about.
Smertefulde minder, de behøver ikke at stjæle vores perspektiv i forhold til hvad julen handler om.
Because it's in that moment.
Fordi det er det øjeblik.
When we feel like our own situation is difficult.
Hvor vi føler at vores egen situation er svær.
We discover we can actually live for something so much greater than our own world and our own pain.
At vi oplever at vi kan leve for noget der er så meget større end vores egen verden og vores egen smerte.
God has a plan for us.
Gud har en plan for os.
That goes beyond our understanding.
Som går over vores forståelse.
And he will use everything to accomplish his purpose in our life.
Og han vil bruge alt til at opnå sit formål i vores liv.
He will use the good times.
Han vil bruge de gode tider.
He will use the bad times.
De svære tider.
But every moment.
Men hvert øjeblik.
Is a moment that God can use.
Er et øjeblik som Gud kan bruge.
To get you closer on the journey of where you need to go.
Til at få dig tættere på den rejse og hvor du skal hen.
Timothy Keller, a well-known guy, author, theologian,
kendt teolog, forfatter.
He says that God will either give us what we asked for.
Han siger, at Gud vil enten give os hvad vi beder om,
or give us what we would ask for if we knew everything he knew.
Eller give os det som vi bad om, hvis vi vidste alt som han ved. Eller vil have bedt om, ja.
So God uses our life amongst pain.
Så Gud han bruger vores liv midt i smerten.
Have you given God a chance in your pain this year?
Har du givet Gud en chance i din smerte?
Pain isn't your final destination.
Smerte det er ikke din endelige destination.
But maybe it's the turning point in your life.
Men måske er det et vendepunkt i dit liv.
To step into the most fruitful season ever.
Til at træde ind i en mest frugtbar sæson du nogensinde har oplevet.
The third and last reason.
Det tredje og sidste grund.
Christmas can lose its spirit.
At julen kan miste sin ånd.
Because we forget the reason.
Fordi vi glemmer grunden.
Revelation chapter 2 verses 4.
I Åbenbaringen kapitel 2 vers 4.
It says, but I have this complaint against you.
Der står, at jeg har dette imod dig.
You don't love me or each other as you did at first.
At du elsker ikke mig som du gjorde i starten.
Hebrews 12 verses 2 says.
Hebræerbrevet kapitel 12 vers 2.
And let us run with perseverance.
Der står, at vi skal løbe med udholdenhed.
The race marked out for us.
At den rute som er lagt for os.
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
At vi fester vores blik på Jesus.
The pioneer and perfecter of faith.
Troens banebryder og fuldender.
Some we lose our perspective on the purpose of Christmas.
Vi mister vores perspektiv på julens formål.
Because we lose our perspective of the person of Jesus.
Fordi vi mister vores perspektiv på personen Jesus.
He is the reason.
Han er grunden.
He is the why behind what we do.
Han er det hvorfor bag alt hvad vi gør.
And sometimes.
Og nogle gange.
Christmas is a challenge for us.
Så er julen en udfordring til os.
Not to take stock of how loving we are to everybody else.
Ikke til at udnytte hvor kærlige vi er til over for andre mennesker.
It's a good thing to do.
Det er en god ting at gøre.
How cheerful we can be.
Og gå op i hvor glade vi kan være.
How generous we can be.
Generøse vi kan være.
But it is a moment.
Men det er et øjeblik.
Where we can tap into the reason.
Hvor vi kan få fat i grunden.
For why we have faith in the first place.
Til hvorfor vi har troen til at starte med.
As the person of Jesus.
Det er personen Jesus Kristus.
He's the reason.
Han er grunden.
And I don't know where you're at today.
Og jeg ved ikke hvor du er i dag.
And how you feel about Christmas.
Og hvordan du har det med julen.
Has it lost its spirit?
Om det har mistet sin ånd for dig.
Do you feel like maybe you've taken it for granted?
Føler du måske at du har taget den for givet?
Maybe there's too many painful associations.
Måske er der for mange smertefulde minder.
But today,
men i dag,
maybe you need a fresh reminder.
Har du måske brug for en frisk påmindelse?
Maybe you need a fresh encounter.
Eller et frisk møde
with the person of Jesus.
Med personen Jesus Kristus.
Because that will bring a fresh perspective in the purpose of Christmas.
Det vil bringe et frisk perspektiv på julens egentlige formål.
I just want to pray today for a couple of people.
Jeg ønsker bare at bede for et par mennesker i dag.
With every eye closed and head bowed.